Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong, and joining me in the studio this morning is Roger Schmidt, the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Hi, Emily.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's nice to get to spend time with you this morning.
Absolutely. Camp has begun for the elementary school students. And what does the beginning of camp mean for you? What is the Sitka Fine Arts Camp?
Well, right at this moment, about 200 elementary school students are showing up on the former Sheldon Jackson campus, our fine arts campus, and that's kind of, for us, that's the grand finale, or not finale, the grand overture, finale. In a way, it is a finale, because we spend all year, as sort of a Freudian slip, that's right, we spend all year preparing for this.
Right.
And so the moment it starts, it closes the, you know, this year-long prep, and we're starting anew.
And the fun can begin.
And the fun begins, exactly. The reason we do it manifests itself in the form of lots and lots of happy children.
You're in the 18th season.
For me, yeah.
The Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Yeah.
And how many students are you drawing to Sitka for it, and where are they coming from?
Yeah, so we'll serve about almost just shy, we're just about 1,000 registrants last summer and this summer. So that's really our, you know, that's is the biggest we've ever been. And we're serving kids usually from around 40-ish Alaskan communities, 28 to 30 states, and then I think 22% of the Sitka school district attends camp, so a lot of Sitka kids, a lot of kids from all over the place, from Juneau, from Anchorage, from Barrow, from Unalakleet, from from Hoonah, Ketchikan, you name it. I mean, you know, I think there's 70 some communities in Alaska, and we're serving a little over half of the communities in Alaska. And of course, with Sitka having, I think we're the fifth largest city, I think, is with 9,000.
That's what I've read on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I know, it seems impossible to believe. But that means that, you know, when we're serving, 40 some communities, that means that the majority of the communities are really small places.
Yeah.
So we might just get one person from, from Hoonah, or we might get, you know, one person from Gustavus, but that's still a really significant number of students, from each community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sitka is such an arts hub. It's, I bet every teenager in the state knows about Sitka.
I think it's kind of, people know about
Sitka's
it.
Sitka's out. The programming for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is so robust, and every year brings new opportunities for the students. So what are some things that are happening? Walk me through the summer.
Yeah, sure. I'll start at the beginning. So we're starting right now with our elementary camp.
Yep.
And concurrently with our elementary camp, we have a teacher training program for elementary teachers that are interested in how the arts can be integrated into a public school classroom. And so we have, I think, 12 or 14 participants doing that. And they'll be shadowing, being teacher assistants, and then they'll also be doing sort of seminar work in the afternoon. And then we have one adult class happening. Norm Campbell's teaching a drawing the Sitka landscape, and that's a full class, not only of Sitkins, but also a number of people who have come to the elementary camp as parents are taking his class as well. So that's a really nice thing. People come for the elementary camp. We used to just focus on Sitka kids. Well, we still focus on Sitka kids, but somehow the word got out. And now we have, I think, 30% of the elementary camp are families from out of Sitka.
Wow.
So they're coming in. The parents are here. They're making a vacation out of Sitka.
Okay.
And some of them are taking arts camp too.
Got it.
And
wow.
Then this is just a week long. So on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday, we'll have about 250 students will be arriving from Sitka, and then from all over Alaska, all over the country, to do our middle school residential camp. So music, theater, dance, creative writing, visual arts, Alaska Native arts. There's 88 different classes that kids can choose from. So it's on par with any, you know, of the very best sort of arts college. I mean, I think our curriculum is probably richer than most colleges and universities.
Right.
And our professors and our teachers, our faculty are too, because they're just incredible, incredible artists, incredible teachers. That's 2 weeks long. Right at the end of that, we have our big gala event, the Jazz at the Waterfront. This year, it's kind of our all-star group in that it's like some of our... we draw really great musicians from our faculty and then also guests that join us. And this year, a lot of the guests that have not ever been able to play at the same time are all here. So Ira Napis, world-class jazz trombone player, he's just his line of the people he's played with goes on and on and on. Bijan Watson, international trumpet soloist, he's played at Jazz Fest. Ira has too. Bill Liston, Christian Fabian, Ed Littlefield. The band's going to be amazing. That's June 30th, one night. And then we start with our high school camp, and again, a little over 250 students coming from all over Alaska, all over the country, to be part of our multidisciplinary arts camp. When that camp is over, that's a 2-week program. The next day, and we just like it's like in
boom,
and,
boom,
in
boom,
and
boom,
out.
Boom.
Yeah, we call them turnover days, and they're
sure.
infamous in our organization because we're all exhausted at the end of camp. It's like all the kids are leaving, and we're like turning over all these beds. We're changing our classes. We're doing. It's just a crazy, crazy.
It's like the
day.
Ultimate costume change.
It is the ultimate costume change. Yeah, that's well said because it sort of fits, I guess, in the arts that idea of like, and we can do anything. We just change the illusion. So after the high school folks leave, which is the I think July 16th, then our musical theater camp starts, and we've got about 50 students to do that. We're doing a 2-week full production of Legally Blonde this year. And
that's right, based on the Hollywood movie,
with
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, you got it exactly. Yeah, that'll be a pop favorite in Sitka, we have the Sitka Jazz Workshop that Ed Littlefield and Christian Fabian run, and then we have a dance intensive as well.
Right, and that's a relatively new offering, the jazz and dance intensive. So those are focused almost like the musical theater camp, specifically on those
correct and
disciplines.
You're already catching our sort of strategy of development, which our thought is that for high school kids that do the 2-week camp, then which is very much exploring all the arts, to have what we call our pre-professional programs, which are very focused. So you come to the jazz camp and you're doing jazz eight or more hours a day. You go to the musical theater camp, you're doing really about 16 hours of musical theater each day to prepare. The dance intensive, the same idea. So there are these focus areas, and we imagine in the next few years, you just sort of bit by bit adding more intense workshops that are pre-professional. This idea that what does it take to be a jazz musician,
right?
And so you come here and we're going to show you, and this is all you sort of eat and breathe.
And that is true of the newest intensive. And I don't know if you would describe it that way, but you had mentioned on the phone the Alaska Brass Workshop.
Oh, yeah.
For high school
students. I forgot to
mention
that.
Tell me about that. Yeah.
So that is backwards in the calendar, and we're running that concurrently with a middle school camp, and there's a couple reasons for that. So we're bringing in, the holiday brass is something that is near and dear to my heart, and this idea of large brass ensembles. So I was thinking about it this year. I was at Alaska Allstate, and I realized that the majority of our students that have been involved in Sitka with the Fine Arts Camp, Jazz Fest, they're all the top players now in the state at Allstate. And I thought, we should get them together so they can just really dig in super deep on playing in intense brass program. Hmm. And so we've got, this year was just by invitation, but we have 14 brass high school brass players coming the second week of middle school. What's cool, another really important part of camp, is we're really interested in this idea of mentoring and side-by-side learning. And so they will be coaching and playing alongside the middle school students in the second week for the concert band. And then they'll spend then 7 hours the rest of the day working on brass repertoire. And they'll be doing a variety of shorter concerts, giving them a chance to perform a lot.
Very cool.
And then if we go backwards to the elementary camp, the important thing is the same idea there. All our counselors at the elementary camp are middle school and high school kids. And so for our elementary kids, they're getting to see near peers, this idea of these are the kids that then I become. And so a lot of our elementary kids turn into elementary counselors, and they have a really strong idea. We believe that everybody should be that teaching and learning is like part of being human. There isn't a teacher who shouldn't be a learner, and there isn't a learner that shouldn't be a teacher. That's really important. So we're interested in this continuum. So young kids are mentored by older kids, and older kids are, and then at the high school and middle school, we have college students that are our counselors for our students.
Was this generational aspect and developing not only artists, but artist teachers a part of the vision when Sick of Fine Arts Camp began?
You know, the camp started in 1972 as an offshoot of the music festival, which I think is really cool.
Hmm.
I'm guessing that the only vision at that time was, how do we get kids in Alaska that might be really limited to their exposure to high quality arts? How can we provide a summer type activity that gives them that experience? And when I was a camper, the ferry used to pick up kids from every community in Southeast Alaska. There were fine arts camps in every South Central, Northern Alaska, and Southeast. And there's these three big arts camps. And they were all multidisciplinary arts camps, 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
And the idea was, how do we get kids that don't have experience to the arts because of their isolation, their remoteness, the difficulties of Alaska, our small population base, to have access to arts? And so now we're the state camp. So we're the big state camp. We're serving all of the state. But the vision at that time was very much, everybody in Southeast Alaska comes here in the summer to do arts. Now, everybody still does that, but we've added the whole state and a good part of the country now.
I love the summers because Sick of Fine Arts Camp, you bring in so many fascinating people to town, and we'll be checking in with you and your staff throughout the summer on the morning interview. We'll have the middle school camp counselors on soon, and
fantastic,
certainly a big conversation about Legally Blonde, the musical.
Yeah.
But I really thank you for coming on, Roger.
Oh, I love to talk about camp, so thank you.
Yes, what time did you wake up this morning?
4:30.
Oh, gosh. Lots of energy.
I get really hyper right this time of year.
Yeah. Roger Schmidt, he's the fabulous director of the Sick of Fine Arts Camp. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Emily.